Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries and another episode of Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell. Grateful to God for another opportunity to come and share with you all a relevant kingdom teaching. I'm just so grateful to God this morning, even before we get started with the teaching, just because of how good God is. I have to admit to you all that my body is a little tired this morning, having been up with one of my daughters and was in a car accident. But I bless God that although that car wasn't able to be moved, my daughter, my grandson, my daughter's fiance, they are all moving, breathing, with the activities of their limbs, blood running warm in their veins, able to speak and do all things this morning. And I am so very grateful, just so very grateful about who God is and what He does on our behalf, even when we're not there. I thank God this morning. I just bless Him. I 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 bless Him. I'm excited today, along with that, this morning, as we are preparing to go to worship. We invite you all to come who are in the Richmond, Virginia area to fellowship and worship with us as leaders of Empowerment Place. My husband and I are also members of Kingdom Ministries Global Church under the leadership of Apostle Elroy and Pastor Carolyn Henderson. We invite you this morning to come out and visit with us at our 9 o'clock joint session with Higher Praise Christian Fellowship under the leadership of Pastor Sheila Williams. We are expecting a high time in the Lord today, and we invite you to come out. That is 3630 Williamsburg Road in Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Again, that's 3630 Williamsburg Road in Richmond, Virginia, zip 23231. Also, we are asking that you would join us on tomorrow, Monday, at 8 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Carolyn Henderson will be on the air, and I as her co-host with her Blog Talk radio show, Living Life with Pastor Carolyn, on tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock. We will continue the teaching on prayer. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about few challenges that you may face when praying. One question was posed to us regarding prerequisites for answered prayer. And then, two, we will be discussing those times when we seem to be calling out to God, but nothing is happening. We invite you tomorrow to join us again at 8 o'clock p.m. for Living Life with Pastor Carolyn Henderson. On Tuesday at 8 o'clock p.m., the Empowerment Place Ministries will be hosting and having as our special guest co-pastor Antoinette Hopkins of Total Praise Worship Center. Amen. They will be having a women's conference in just a few more days when all roads will be leading to Ashland. She'll be joining us on Tuesday at 8 o'clock p.m. to share with us concerning the phenomenal things they have lined up for a very life-changing conference. So we ask that you join us on Tuesday also at 8 o'clock p.m. with our special guest, co-pastor Antoinette Hopkins, as we discuss the Total Praise Worship Center's Women's Conference, A Diamond in the Rough. Amen, amen, amen. Now, Father, we come to you just thanking you for this teaching time. God, I thank you for the anointing that makes teaching easy as Valerie now yields to the Holy Spirit to speak to and speak through me. God, anoint the ears of those who will listen now, God, and those who will listen in the archives, oh God. Allow this word to stir in them, oh God. Challenge, God, to stir in them change, oh God, to not negate your word, oh God. We thank you for it now, and we count these things done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So today we're talking about this topic. Just because you don't see it does not negate what God said. These last few weeks, maybe about a month now, I have been working on my curriculum regarding Christian counseling. And the particular counseling that we're doing is based on the creation therapy. Well, the creation therapy is built around our temperament, Most counseling, most theories, let me say, secular theories that talk about counseling are generally based around evolution. But this theory is based on our temperament. Our temperament is that which was placed within us by God even while in our mother's womb. And this is something, our temperament, that will remain with us throughout our lives. Because we're spiritual beings created by God with a precise order and balance of body, soul, and spirit, the spirit encompasses our temperament, and our heart is the binding, blending, and balancing agent within our temperament. So when we talk about temperament and how just because we don't see it doesn't negate what God said, we're looking at that which in us that overlaps our soul and spirit and provides God's precise order within each of us. And so when we understand what God did in us, even before we were in our mother's womb, and we think about how times God has spoken to us concerning our promises and concerning our purpose and concerning his will for our lives, I find it very interesting how some people, because they don't see tangibly what God has spoken, that they began to then negate what God said. But God's word has been man's standard from the beginning of time. And as long as we live in this earth, that standard will not and should not change. 1 Peter 4:11 says this, "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. To God be the glory. God in all things may be glorified through Jesus." So it comes down to this. God said it. That settles it. I believe it. I can remember back some years ago, you heard that a lot. God said it, that settles it, I believe it. But I believe as things are being revealed in this day and time, many times people will say, yes, God said it. But I'm not certain that I believe it. And my question is posed, what happened? What happened? Where is the disconnect that would allow you to say God said it, but not allow you to say that settles it and I believe it? How, where have you given full rein and access to the Holy Spirit that dwells within you? The Holy Spirit that is working around the clock on your behalf,
that will allow the word of God that has been spoken to settle in you. Now, with me, I understand the gifts and the callings that God has placed on my life. I understand the prophetic anointing that God has placed on my life, and I'm grateful to God for growth in the area that if I minister to someone according to what God has spoken and what God has revealed, and they are not acceptant of what I share with them according to what God has spoken, I don't get mad. I don't get bothered. I don't get angry. I don't get any of those things because I trust what God says. If God says it, that's the place I'm in. If God says it, that settles it for me. I choose to believe it. Why? Because God has been faithful. His word to me has been faithful, that he has been there when I saw no way out. He has been there when things looked one way to me, but God was working things on the backside to make it come forth, and when I see it, I know that it could only have been by the hand of God. When we decide within ourselves that we stop trying to analyze what God says, pick apart what he says to see if everything that he's spoken absolutely aligns with what we are feeling. Come on, y'all. We all know. We feel what we feel based on the environment we're in the moment. Sometimes I'm feeling good. I go to certain places, all of a sudden my spirit gets a little heavy. I start feeling a little funny, and I have to go back and say, okay, God, you've sent me to this place. Now I need to respond and react according to your plan, your will, and your purpose for me in the earth. So I can't be overwhelmed by my environment, but I have to stay true to your word. See, God wants to do great things in our lives, but in order for that to happen, we have got to trust God and take him at his word. Okay, yeah. Where's your faith? Where is your faith? Do you have faith in God? Because when the Holy Spirit is working, when you've allowed the Holy Spirit within you to be activated and to be present, being truth for you, being a revealer for you, being a guide for you, when you've allowed that to take place, and the word of God, if you know the word and the word comes, you're accepting of it. If you're receiving the word into your heart and giving over to it, change is inevitable. We were coming home yesterday from Maryland, and God said, the first step to change is a decision. I said, God, that's good. Because if we are going the wrong way, if we are acting the wrong way, if we are saying the wrong things, doing the wrong things, the only way the change is going to happen if we make a decision to change what we're doing, to change where we're going, to change how we're believing, to change how we're interacting, to change how we're responding, to change how we're accepting of what God says. We say we have faith. We have faith in God. We say we do. We say we trust God. But as soon as something comes up and it throws us off balance, everything about us goes haywire. Philippians 4:19 tells us, but my God shall supply all your needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And if we believe that God will supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, why do we still struggle with that promise of God? If he said he's going to supply it, then we need to believe it, knowing that it settles, and wait for the manifestation. Just because you don't see it does not negate that God didn't say it. It's one thing different than when man says, I got you. Because when he says that, generally he means he's trying to get you. I got you. I got you. What you got? See, sometimes I question folk. This is because of some of the temperament in me. I'm very guarded when it comes to new people in my circle of influence. I'm letting y'all in on some of my stuff. When people show up and they want to show me how much they want to be a part, how much they want to do, how much they feel, or any of those things, I'm going to be honest. I'm a little leery. Because I want to know what you want. What you want. I told them last week, I believe it was in Bible study, when people come to me, I need to know from God. God, is this an assignment? Because I'm not going to be pimped. I'm not going to allow people to come and try to use what God has placed in me for their benefit. I need to know, God, is this an assignment? Because, thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. As we are hearing God, what God said, and because we're not seeing it, feeling some kind of way, let me just share with you to be careful, even in what you hear, because often the enemy will have your ears fixed so that you'll hear something, and because it sounds close to what you desire to hear, you'll think that it's God. And you'll begin to try to live that out and then find yourself being hurt. Hurt to the extent that you will feel some kind of way. But again, if Holy Spirit is active, we're praying that your discernment would be to be able to know if God said it. And if he did, it will be settled in you. You will believe it and begin to see the manifestation in due season, in due season, in due season. The word of God says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. That's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. If God said it, just because you don't see it, don't negate it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him. He shall direct your path. God is not going to neglect you. He is not going to negate you. If he says he's going to do these things, and look, y'all, I'm talking about the small things. I'm not talking about those intricate things that God has spoken to you concerning your purpose. I'm not speaking those things concerning his plan and his will for your life. But look, I'm talking about the basic needs that God has spoken to us. Because we're not seeing these things being made manifest the way we thought that they should be seen in the earth realm, in this space and time, in this nowness, because we're not seeing it, we're saying, God, really? This is what you say in your word, but I'm not seeing it. God, is this true? God, what am I supposed to do? Too busy we try to help God help us. He needs our obedience. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. That's the help he needs from us. Obey my word. Obey my commandments. Stop straddling the fence. Stop lying. Stop cheating. Stop doing all that stuff. Obey my word. That's how I need your cooperation. In order to see the manifestation of the things that I've spoken, the things that you've not seen yet, obey my word. Do what I've asked you to do. Just do what I've asked you to do. I don't need nothing else from you, but do what I've asked you to do. Sometimes we're not seeing it, and we're negating his word because of us, not because of God. Sometimes we trip it, and we want to act like it's a God issue when it's our issue. Ow, ow, ow. See, I'm talking to y'all. I'm talking to me, too. Psalms 119:11 says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." This to me is another prerequisite, even as we talked about prayer. This is a prereq to really see the manifestation of what God has spoken to you and to me, that we hide his word in our heart. And you see, a lot of people don't even study their word. They don't get in the word. The only time they hear it is when they go to church on Sunday. They don't pick it up. And it's so accessible now. I mean, you got a smartphone with Bible apps if you desire, where you could be in the word every day if you choose. But again, if you want change, you got to make a decision. What you've decided is that I'm cool with just going to church on Sunday. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to go to church on Sunday. I'm going to get that whatever kind of word that's being released across the pulpit. Prayerfully, you are in a Bible teaching church with anointed leaders and that are teaching truth, that are helping to grow you in purpose. That's my prayer. But some folk ain't getting that. Some folk just going and getting something and leaving and not growing and no word in them, so they don't have anything to absorb what God is speaking. Their heart has not been made pliable to receive this word for them to live out. And so that might be why you're saying, well, I know he said it, but I ain't seeing anything. I ain't feeling nothing. Well, put the word on your heart. Let the word become one with you. Allow the Holy Spirit that dwells within you to be activated and operate in the realm of which God placed it inside of you. See, our issue is not God. Issue is within us. Because we want to get from God what we want from God, how we want it from God. And we don't want to do the requirements. Yeah, I know the word says he reigns on the just and the unjust. Yeah, he does. But when it concerns the promises that God has for us, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. If you don't want the relationship, he's not going to force it. But he tells us that it's his desire that no one perish, that we have the opportunity to get to know Jesus and to receive him as Lord and Savior in our lives, to know that Daddy, we can call him Abba Father, to experience the work of the Holy Spirit within us, wow, God, within us, to work things out for us. The Word. We go back to the Word that we should hide in our heart that we might not sin against him. The Word is something that has to be paramount in our lives and in our spirit. If we want to see God move, if we want to see the manifestation of what God has said concerning us, then we have got to reposition and realign ourselves. We have got to make some decisions. We've got to choose to do some things differently. We've got to get in the Word. We've got to pray. We've got to trust God. We've got to have faith in him. We've got to allow the Holy Spirit within us to come forth and do what God placed it within us to do. Believe God. His word is not going to change. It's not going to change. I don't care what happens today, tomorrow, next year, 10 years, 100 years from now, God's word is not going to change. His promises to us are not going to change. But the only way we're going to see the manifestation of those are to be in alignment and obeying what God has spoken. Our temperament, those things that God placed within us, while we were yet in our mother's womb sets the stage for how we manage ourselves in the earth, how we manage relationships, how we manage fear, how we feel about money, different things of that nature, but also our temperament sometimes, I believe, plays a role in how we gravitate to the truth about how God is. Because temperament is based on the Word of God, and it drives us to a stronger relationship with Christ this morning. My prayer is that as you've heard and are hearing this teaching, that you would consider knowing more about who you are so that you can place yourself in a place where God's Word will flow, will be understood, will be settled in you. You'll begin to believe it, and because you believe it, you will begin to receive that which God has for you. Our time is up. Praise God. I thank you this morning for each one of you joining us on the call, for those in the chat room, for those who will listen in the archives later. Just because you're not seeing it right now does not negate God's word. If God said it, it should be settled in your spirit. You should believe it and then align yourselves to receive that which God has spoken. God said, it ain't over. You got time to get this stuff. You got time to get all that he has promised to you. But it's going to require some work from you. God, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for prompting us to dig deeper within, to find our truth and apply it to your truth for us. God, I thank you for the increase on these seeds that are being planted in the spirits of your people, in the hearts and minds of your people on this day. And we give you praise and count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Again, listeners, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I pray that this teaching has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to me. Again, join us tomorrow at 8 o'clock with Pastor Carolyn Henderson, Living Life with Pastor Carolyn, where we will be discussing prayer, part two. And then on Tuesday at 8 o'clock, join me here at the Empowerment Place with our special guest, co-pastor Antoinette Hopkins of Total Praise Worship Center, where we will be discussing their women's conference, A Diamond in the Rough. Until next time, know that each of you is the key to your own empowerment. Here at the Empowerment Place, we attempt to do something every day to empower ourselves. And once we've been empowered, we then take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you all. We love you. Have an empowered day.